This is Ozarks at Large. All week, we're including poems from a creative writing class at Fayetteville High School in our programs. Linda Brothers' class wrote poems using the theme of nature as third place. The exercise was part of Poetivity, which in turn is part of Walton Arts Center's Artisphere Festival, a six-week-long event that merges nature and art. Helping with the poetry portion of the festival is the Northwest Arkansas Writing Project. Chris Gehring is the director of the Writing Project, and he was at Fayetteville High School last week when the students in the class read their works.
I would just also venture out there to say that I'd really like to see more people be exposed to poetry just every day. You know, what if when we went to the supermarket, there was a poem sitting there? What if when we drove down 540, of course, out of Fayetteville, where there's the no billboard zone, but you know, up on the other part of this area, or down below somewhere, there was a poem on a billboard. You know, that you know, 5, 7, 10 words could really change our attitude, our outlook, our perspective on life, and I think that's the beautiful power that poetry has.
Here is our latest effort to spread poetry, and if you're in your car, you don't even have to take your eyes off the road. David Ferris, a junior at Fayetteville High School, wrote a poem about an escape found in the Ozark Bluffs.
It was the place, the one retreat that we all had. We went there for a reprieve, a hideout place to just unwind. Sure, it was dark and damp, smelled like dead people, it was kind of cramped, and it didn't have a TV. But it was ours. Some of us got wasted, some of us played music, and others went there to just be there. Our summers revolved around this place. No malls to distract us, no movies worth seeing, no school to busy us, just our secret place. We may not have been born there, lived there, or even made anything of ourselves there, but it was our home. The cave was our nirvana. It was like we could just go there and flee from the reality that is the world. Our mothers may have given birth to us, but this was where we came to life.
David Ferris is concluding his junior year at Fayetteville High School this spring, and he wrote his poem as part of an exercise in Linda Brothers' creative writing class at Fayetteville High School. He says he plans to make a career out of writing. This is Ozarks at Large.